Whenever someone wants to prove that a kind of music enjoys real popularity, the argument goes that it's music of the people, authentic, low budget, no glamour. World music commentator Milo Miles says usually these claims are exaggerated, but they do apply to the Brazilian style known as forró.
If you imagine a little piano or organ you can carry around with you that's still loud enough to fill a good-sized room, you have an approximation of the accordion. I would estimate that the accordion is the most commonly transported instrument worldwide, next to the guitar. This mobility helps explain why accordion is at the heart of so many kinds of down-home music played on Saturday nights, music like zydeco, polka, and Brazilian forró. Forró, however, is considerably newer than zydeco or polka. In fact, its foundation can be dated precisely to 1946, when accordionist Luiz Gonzaga recorded Bayonne, which is both the name of the song and its rhythm. Bayonne was very big for a while, and the beat never went away entirely, but it did not stay pure for long. In America, Bayonne lingered on in many tunes written by Lieber and Stoller for groups like the Drifters, Under the Boardwalk, for example.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk, down by the sea, on a blanket with my baby.
In northeastern Brazil, Gonzaga and other performers modified Bayonne, making the accents a bit sharper, more syncopated, and soon the style forró was born. Nowadays, it's played year-round and not just during carnival season.
Com Juventina, quem mandou a concertina meu juízo revirar? Eu sei que morro de bala de carabina, mas o amor de Juventina me dá forças pra brigar.
Lore has it that the original lineup of a forró group was merely the accordion, a very simple bass drum, and a triangle. Of course, modern groups expand way beyond that instrumentation and into hybrids like forró rock and forró merengue. Indeed, several different rhythms and kinds of songs are lumped together under forró. But no matter what the precise variety, the slightly ragtag quality of a lot of forró is one of its major charms. You know how the smart set in America now considers the lambada completely tacky? Well, that's how suave types in Brazil regard forró. Even David Byrne can't make forró respectable, but he has put together an exemplary sampler called Forró Etc. You get 18 selections featuring Gonzaga, his compatriots and competitors, liner notes that explain who everybody is, and some sassy lyric translations. Though clever, earthy idioms abound, many forró tunes just say, "Let's boogie, get drunk, and make out." Others, however, add a distinct bite to the party music. This next number, called Chewing Gum and Banana, declares that Brazil will play more North American music when Uncle Sam plays more Brazilian music.
Só boto bipap no meu samba quando o tio Sam tocar um tamborim. Quando ele pegar no pandeiro e um zabumba, quando ele aprender que o samba não é rumba, aí eu vou misturar Miami com Copacabana, chiclete eu misturo com banana, e o meu samba vai ficar assim. Puiurururururiba, bipap, 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 bipap. Eu quero ver a confusão, bipap, bipap, bipap. Olha aí, o samba rock, meu irmão. É, mas em compensação, eu quero ver o boogie-woogie de pandeiro e violão. Eu quero ver o tio Sam de frigideira, a de uma batucada brasileira.
How many forró collections does a world music fan need? Well, one may be enough, but none is surely too few. There are several others available, but the second one to get is called Brazil, Forró Music for Maids and Taxi Drivers. Even if it spotlights performers that are not as well known as those on Forró, etc., Music for Maids and Taxi Drivers has a very unassuming atmosphere of everyday fun that I quite like. It underscores the music's gregarious block party personality.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Cambridge. He reviewed two albums, Forró, etc., on the Lucabop Warner Brothers label, and Music for Maids and Taxi Drivers on Rounder Records. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.